seems like I'm falling, like a wheel whirling round and round, rolling down a hill, spinning on the ground. Your kisses make me dizzy in the head, and I'm falling, that I have felt for you. Uh-oh, girl, I think that I have felt for you.
I was a bird soaring through the air, flying fancy free without a care, until you clip my wings. Now look at me, oh, I'm falling, yeah, falling. Oh, here I go, down and down I go. I can't help myself, girl, you thrill me so. Yeah, you blew my mind, and I know that I'm falling. Yes, I'm falling.
Oh, girl, I think that I have fell for you. Oh, girl, I think that I have fell for you.
Oh, down, down, down I go. Down, down, down I go. Down, down, down I go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, girl, I think that I have fell for you. Seems like I will fall.
Get off my mountain. You're Members only. It's a private party. Don't need no money to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook, bring your broken heart. 'Cause it's members only tonight. Say you lost your woman, say you lost your man. You got a lot of problems all in your life. Well, they throw in a party for the brokenhearted, and it's members only tonight. Go tell mama, go tell daddy, red or yellow, black or white. Throw in a party, all for the sad and lonely. It's members only tonight. Members only, it's a private party. Don't need no money to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook, bring your broken heart. 'Cause it's members only tonight. Say you lost your woman, say you lost your man. You got a lot of problems all in your life. They're throwing a party for the brokenhearted, and it's members only tonight. Go tell mama, go tell daddy, red or yellow, black or white. Throw in a party for the sad and lonely, and it's members only tonight. 'Cause it's members only tonight.
And you are listening to Radio Regent. My name is Norman Richmond. And African Liberation Day came out of Ghana. No, it came out of the Organization of African Unity, which started in Ethiopia in 50 years ago in 1963. But in 1972, there was a huge movement of African people all around the world, especially in the Western Hemisphere, to commemorate African Liberation Day. There was a young man by the name of Owusu Sodoke, born in Shreveport, Louisiana, who moved to Milwaukee. And today he went back to his name, Howard Fuller. And today Howard Fuller is working with the school system in Milwaukee. And he's more moderate. But at that particular time, Owusu Sodoke went to Mozambique and hung out with the freedom fighters, with the Frelimo, and came back and had the idea of commemorating, having demonstrations around African Liberation Day on a continental basis. He used to come to Toronto. He traveled all around the Western Hemisphere. And Owusu, as a result of this, Owusu Sodoke was able to start a movement, and the movement caught on like a prairie fire. And from Guyana, you had the EUC Guyana organized there, and his people, women and men. In Trinidad and Tobago, they organized, women and men. In Grenada, Maurice Bishop, the New Jewel Movement, Bernard Cord, and they organized a big demonstration. In Jamaica, you had people like Rupert Lewis and Trevor Monroe and the comrades in the Workers' Party. They organized in Jamaica. In Washington, D.C., there was huge demonstrations, and I think Elaine Brown, who was, I think she may have been the head of the Black Panther Party at that time, she spoke in Washington, D.C., and in San Francisco, Walter Rodney spoke in San Francisco. And in Toronto, Canada, we had Fania Davis, Angela Davis' sister, spoke. Fania Davis and Ed Brown, the brother of Rap Brown, he spoke. And I remember, this is a side note, but I remember spending the whole day with Fania Davis, but that's another story, which you'll have to read my autobiography when I tell that story, but it was a funny story. I spent a whole day with Fania Davis, but Fania Davis spoke at the demonstration here in Toronto, and people came from Montreal, and it was a huge, huge, huge success. We produced a newspaper, Contrast, which was delivered throughout the Western Hemisphere. Harold Hoyt, who went back to, was it Harold Hoyt? Let me get my story straight. Harold Hoyt, I believe, was the editor of Contrast at that particular time, and we put together this African Liberation Day special. And at that particular time, I was using the name A.C. Mumi. Mumi, I was really really a big fan of Felix Mumi, who was poisoned by he was a Cameroonian revolutionary, he was poisoned in France. But I was A.C. Amilcar Cabral Mumi, and I wrote most of that paper with Maxwell Stanford, a.k.a. Muhammad Ahmed. And we had articles in there by Rosie Douglas, Horace Campbell, all men. It was 1972. We were real chauvinistic. we were backward on, I mean, many people say we're still backward on the women's question. But I will admit, we put that particular paper together, and that paper went all around the Western Hemisphere. I saw copies of that paper in Los Angeles when I went back to Los Angeles. We sent the paper to Guyana, to Trinidad, to Grenada, to Jamaica, all over the United States. And that is a collector's item, Contrast. I think it was May 1972. But in 1963, I was listening to BBC the other night, and they did a beautiful show where they talked about the Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah was trying to begin the United States of Africa. And there were 32 African countries, I guess, that come together in 1963. And they split up. There was the Casablanca group and the Monrovia group. The Monrovia group was the more right-wing group. And then the Casablanca group was the revolutionaries. That was Ahmed Ben Bella from Algeria, Ahmed Sekou Touré from Guinea, Osagie Dr. Kwame Nkrumah from Ghana, and Modibo Keita from Mali. And the Casablanca group, the Monrovia group was the more moderate, led by Leopold Senghor, so on and so forth. And they tried to bring the two factions together, but there was a big split between Kwame Nkrumah and Umwalimu Julius Nyerere. And apparently it got so heated. I heard this. I never knew that, heard this story before. It was a brother from Ethiopia that told this story on a Outlook. It was it was a BBC show called Outlook, and they talked about how Kwame Nkrumah was so angry at, well, what's his name attacked him? Umwalimu Julius Nyerere attacked Kwame Nkrumah, the whole idea of this whole United States of Africa. And Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah was so angry, he left the meeting. And it was His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie called on Ahmed Sekou-Touré to call Kwame Nkrumah back. And they said that Sekou-Touré referred to Haile Selassie as father. You know, that's how much respect people had for Haile Selassie. But Ahmed Sekou-Touré went back and got Kwame Nkrumah to come back. And there was a big compromise where there was the whole Kwame Nkrumah wanted a United States of Africa, and the other group wanted an economic union. And then the compromise, I guess, was Umwalimu Julius Nyerere's position was like regional unity. And the Organization of African Unity was created in Mix-Up. And later on, Muammar Gaddafi attempted to revise Nkrumah's United States of Africa. But that's just a little bit of history. And we are going to, I guess we're going to sign off. And we're going to be playing some music until 1 o'clock. So we'll see you next week in The Whirlwind. Take care.
My mama sat me down and she taught me the golden rule. The golden rules of love, that is. I never will forget it, y'all. She said, son, don't rob and steal. She taught me to work hard for what I wanted in life. And she said, seek my child, and I promise you, you will find. And most of all, she said, yield not to temptation. In other words, don't bother no one who belongs to someone else. Because mama said that's a no-no. So if you're one of those who ain't got nobody, why don't you take my hand and listen to me?
I'm just looking. Oh, I'm looking.
I'm looking for love.
I'm looking. Oh, I'm looking.
Listen to me. If there's anybody here who ain't got nobody, oh, please. Because I'm looking for somebody. Please take me. Can I say that again? If there's anybody here who ain't got nobody, all I'm saying to you is please take me. If you ain't got nobody, please take me. Oh, so can you. Are you helping me out? I don't wanna do nobody wrong. So if there's anybody here who ain't got nobody, please take me. 'Cause I'm lonely too. There's anybody here who ain't got nobody. All I'm saying is,
please take me.
I'm begging tonight, please take me. Oh, 'cause I'm lonely. Oh, as I can. Nobody wrong. So if there's anybody here who ain't got nobody, all I'm saying is please take me. Please take me. Oh, yeah. 'Cause I'm lonely, y'all. I'm as lonely as I can be tonight.
I'm so lonely.
I need somebody. Someone I can call my home tonight. Somebody. Woo! Someone I can trust tonight.
So lonely.
I need you. Tell me, do you need Marvin Sleeps tonight? I need you, baby. Woo! Girl, do you need Marvin tonight? Somebody. Someone who can love me good tonight. So if there's anybody here who ain't got nobody, somebody, please take me. Oh, let me say that again. If there's anybody here who ain't got nobody, will you, please take me.
person I ever met. Now you leave me here alone to regret. But just because he treated you so unkind, the first person was on your mind is I. And now you come back to me, but you're gonna be sorry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry. You gotta cry.
Thank you. cause I love you. You know I want you till the end of time. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 baby. Come on and give me love, baby. No one else could do. Because I
darling, I will always love you.
Yeah. and a hair in my heart, you would stay. While I pray.
And your lips close to